It's time for us to have our public hearings. We're delighted that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left, to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
You mean the lawyer over here?
Yeah. The loitering lawyer to my right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. For those of us here in the room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in this room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to the application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the commission may take action on the application or defer it until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other communications or conversations about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2022-11, Hunter's Creek.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 28.78 acres plus or minus into 95 single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Omar Road, which is Sussex County Route 54, approximately 0.33 mile west of the intersection of Pell Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 365, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 102.00 and 103.00. The zoning district is MR, Medium Density Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plat. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the applicant's proposed conditions of approval. We have a copy of the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response. We have a copy of the staff review letter and a copy of the State's Plus comments. We also have a letter from Artesian Resources, and we have a letter from the US Corps of Engineers. We have the applicant's environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report. We also have a letter from the US Fish and Wildlife Service, and also the TAC comments, which includes a letter from the US Department of Agriculture, a letter from the Division of Public Health, and a letter from the Delaware Electric Co-op. I would note, in total, we've received one letter in opposition and no mail returns. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Ms. Pete.
Thank you. Good evening, Commissioners, Council Robertson, Director Whitehouse, members of the planning staff, or member, I should say, and members of the public. My name is Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Baird Mandalas Brockstead, Federico, and Cardea, LLC. Before you this evening, on behalf of the applicant, Salt Air Properties, LLC. Our team includes Robert Plitko, PE, and Ray Blakeney, landscape architect of Plitko, LLC, Tom Ford, landscape architect and president of Land Design, Inc., and Ed Linnae, wetland scientist of Environmental Resources, Inc., present with me this evening. And to in the back of the room are Arnie Dunn and Bob Sipple, representatives of the applicant, and Tom Ford and Ed Linnae. The applicant has submitted an extensive booklet for your consideration that has been before you for at least 10 days. I'll provide an overview of the major subdivision, discuss the project's compliance with the coastal area requirements, MR district requirements, and section 99-9C requirements. To begin, the applicant proposes Hunter's Creek. Hunter's Creek is a major subdivision proposing 95 single-family detached homes on individual lots in the MR district. Utilizing the coastal area's cluster subdivision lot size as provided in section 115-194.3 of the code. The project site consists of two parcels located on the north side of Omar Road. And Director Whitehouse, could I get the aerial? Thank you. The addresses are specifically 34097 and 34137 Omar Road in Frankfort, Delaware. Parcel numbers are 134-11-102 and 103. Parcel 102 is 5.323 acres, more or less, and the larger parcel, 103, is 23.55 acres, more or less, for a total site area of 28.7 acres. The proposed subdivision lies in the MR district near existing subdivisions.
If you just hit search one more time.
So as you can see, the existing subdivisions are located in the MR district. The subdivision to the east is Edgewood Manor. Hickory Woods is located to the west of the subdivision, and Hidden Acres is opposite Omar Road. The project is also near the four-way intersection of Powell Farm Road, Omar Road, Vines Creek Road, and Atlantic Avenue. Properties at that intersection are zoned AR1, MR, and CR1. The CR properties that are located there have Carquest Auto Parts and Marine Store and Goodyear Tire Center located at that intersection. Traveling east on Atlantic Avenue, there's a Good Earth Market, property zone CR1, and property zone C1 and CR1 at the intersection of Roxana Road and Atlantic Avenue. At that intersection, commercial uses are present at that site, including a furniture store, Creative Concept, Liberty Gas Station, Hawkers, and Walgreens. Exhibits submitted into the record were just detailed by Director Whitehouse briefly. I will comment also that the PLUS review comments were submitted and presented to PLUS on September 22, 2021. We also, in Exhibit 11, have email correspondence with Ed Otter confirming the scheduling of an archaeological review of the parcels, and a follow-up did occur today to Dr. Otter to confirm and schedule the same. And then Exhibit 12 is the coastal area environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report required by section 115-194.3 of the code, as this proposed site exceeds the 50 unit limitation there that triggers the requirement of preparing that report. Exhibit 12 also includes an assessment of environmental conditions and natural features prepared by Ed Linnae. And Mr. Linnae, as I stated previously, is present should the commission have any questions about that report. The applicant also included proposed conditions of approval for the commission's consideration as well. The property, as stated, is located in the MR district and coastal area, a designated growth area consisting of a total project area of 28.78 acres, more or less. A portion of acreage will be devoted to lots, a portion to streets, and 6.9 acres, or 23.97%, more or less, will be allocated to open space. Section 4.4.2 of the comprehensive plan discusses the structure of the future land use plan and explains that the county, as the commissioners know, are divided into growth areas and rural areas. The parcels that are subject of tonight's application are located within that coastal area, a growth area that permits development of single family homes and encourages a clustering option like that of Hunter's Creek, provided that significant permanent common open space is preserved and that the development is connected to central water and sewer. Hunter's Creek uses the clustering option, as I stated, proposes 23.97%, more or less, open space, which is in excess of the 10% requirement, and is anticipated to be served by central water and sewer. The project is also located in investment level 2 of the state strategies for policies and spending map, reflecting areas where growth is anticipated by local, county, and state plan in the near term. I'll shift now to the 99-9C requirements. First, the plan integrates the proposed subdivision into existing terrain and surrounding landscape. The proposed subdivision lies in the MR district near several existing subdivisions as stated, and the applicant has taken significant effort to work with the existing terrain and surrounding landscape in planning the community. The applicant has also focused on utilizing the additional land as open space at 23.97%, and a 20-foot minimum buffer has also been provided to adjacent residential properties, and I know that was a comment of the opponent to the project, which I'll address in detail later. Second, there are no existing wetlands on the site, and the site is outside of the 100-year floodplain. The stormwater management outfall is proposed to cross Hickory Manor Road to the north and outfall into wetlands associated with Blackwater Creek. Those wetlands were flagged by a soil scientist, Tom Noble of Environmental Resources, Inc., in connection with this development. And Mr. Ford is present this evening, should you have any other questions, and Mr. Linnae, too, of Environmental Resources, Inc. as well, about stormwater management, wetlands, et cetera, on site. There are no known sites that require historic preservation on site, and the plan minimizes impacts on natural features. However, the applicant owner has scheduled a preliminary archaeological survey to be performed by Dr. Otter in response to the comment provided in PLUS from the State Historic Preservation Office. Preservation of open space and scenic views. Now, I think for the fifth time I've said, we were proposing to provide 23.97% open space in excess of the code's 10% requirement. Tree and soil removal will be kept at a minimum necessary to construct the subdivision. As mentioned, vegetative buffers will be provided with that 20-foot landscape buffer between the site and adjacent residential properties. As Director Whitehouse previously stated, water service will, for the community is to be provided by Artesian Water, and a copy of the Willing and Able to Serve letter was included as Exhibit 9. The community wastewater service is anticipated to be provided by Sussex County's Unified Sanitary Sewer District, and a copy of the county's engineering department's review is included in the record for your review. Stormwater management and sediment erosion controls we prepared for review and approval by Sussex Conservation District, and the stormwater management facilities will be designed in accordance with Delaware and Sussex County standards. The plan accounts for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to adjacent ways. Entrance to the site shall be designed per current DLDOT standards. The entrance to the community, as well as the pedestrian pathways, will be reviewed and approved by DLDOT. You'll notice that there's a pathway towards located here, towards Hickory Manor, and then a pathway that also connects to the amenities centrally located in the community. To promote pedestrian traffic as well within the development, sidewalks are proposed on both sides of the street. All internal roads will be designed in accordance with Sussex County standards, and street plans for the community will be reviewed by the county as well. It's anticipated that the proposed subdivision will cause current property values to remain the same, if not increase values of other properties in the area. It is the applicant's intention to construct a quality community that meets or exceeds county and state regulations. Great attention has been paid to the detail and aesthetic qualities of the plan, the livability of the community, and amenities provided. The plan proposes specifically a pool, pickleball courts, walking trails, as I stated, a school bus stop, and a centrally located mail facility. The existence of the proposed subdivision will not significantly impact our cultural land. As aerial maps that we just looked at show, the surrounding properties are developed with single-family homes and also owned MR as well. Effects on schools, public buildings, and community facilities is next. Hunter's Creek is located within investment level 2, as I stated, and these are areas where growth is anticipated. As part of the DLDOT review and approval for the project, the Indian River School District will be consulted to discuss where the school bus stop will be located. As mentioned, the project will be reviewed and approved by DLDOT. A series of discussions were specifically held with DLDOT concerning area roadway improvements related to Hunter's Creek, specifically with regard to off-site transportation improvements and frontage improvements. And much of this is discussed in the plus comments. And Mr. Ford is present again this evening should you have any questions about some of the DLDOT related improvements that are anticipated. And finally, compatibility with other land uses. The project lies in an MR district in the immediate vicinity of several existing residential subdivisions and is therefore compatible with other nearby land uses and is consistent in design, home style, and land use. And then finally, the plan is also consistent with Sussex County Comprehensive Plan for reasons stated this evening and for reasons stated in the applicant's project overview and exhibit booklet prepared by our project team. Before I conclude, I would like to briefly address the one letter that was submitted into the record in opposition of our project from a Ralston Lynn residing at 36054 Calhoun Drive in Frankfort, Delaware. If I could revert back to the aerial map, that would be helpful. So this is the Lynn property. It's adjacent to our site. I know Mr. and Mrs. Lynn may be present this evening, but I briefly wanted to address some of their comments. So two of the comments regarded comments concerning traffic and whether traffic studies had been performed. And the DLDOT Plus comments provide details about anticipated improvements, and we're happy to answer any questions they may have about those specific improvements to Omar and Hickory Manor Road. Mr. Lynn also posed a question about the landscape buffer and whether one would be provided. I've confirmed tonight that a 20-foot landscape buffer will be provided. There's also significant tree cover in the rear yard of the property, and as I said, we'll have an additional 20 feet on parcel 102 there. And then finally, there was a comment about tree and wildlife, and as stated, removal will be limited, of trees will be limited to what is necessary to develop the project, and significant open space has been set aside in excess of the code's requirements, and our team is available to answer any additional questions that the Lynns have or any other members of the public have. I'll conclude my presentation there and entertain any questions that you may have.
All right. We thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any at this point, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I have a couple questions. So maybe I'm confused on what I'm reading from engineering department. Mm-hmm. This project will be served by sewers or sewer on?
It's anticipated to be served, and I actually will have Mr. Ford speak to that issue in more detail.
Okay.
We can work through the questions that you may have, and I can turn it over to
okay.
him. I can provide some more information
okay.
about the annexation of the property into the district.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to
do that yep. now? Yes.
Tom Ford, Land Design. In reference to your question, there will be a sewer connection on Powell Farm Road and Omar Road. That's the terminus point right now with the gravity feed. And Sussex County Engineering has allowed us to make that connection. It will be done by a pump system along the Omar Road with a small pump station on the site.
So you're going to do the force main out of there?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that's the collection on site as well as adjacent property owners that are aligned along that road, same which road. Includes St. George's Church, the Millville Fire Department, and then two residences that are on that road.
That would be a good thing for them. Okay, thank you. Then the other question I have is might be for you. So in the paperwork that we have from the comments from DelDOT, they really would like to add a write-in, write-out on Hickory Manor Road. So it looks like if you took out lot number 30, I'll get my lots back up here, that could be possible. So there would be two access or entrances and exits for this project.
We've discussed.
Is that something that?
Well, the comment I'm going to leave with that is we've discussed this with DelDOT in detail, and it's my understanding they're totally satisfied with the Omar Road. Being that Omar Road has the shoulders, it is a easier approach and leaving the site as far as the intersections are concerned, whereas Hickory Manor is, even though we have to improve Hickory Manor along our frontage, and we will be putting in a pedestrian easement along Hickory Manor, as well as dedicating to enlarge the right-of-way of Hickory Manor. We'll be improving the width of the lanes to 11 foot on each side. We will not be putting a shoulder in, but we will be doing the dedication and giving a pedestrian easement, and we are making a connection in the rear for a pedestrian connection.
Okay, thank you. Those are the only questions I have right now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Ford, thank you. Okay.
I'm probably going to ask a question you need to answer anyway. So you might as well stay there, Mr. Ford.
Oh.
Just wait.
You're still up.
I need hearing
aids. No. I need to speak into the microphone. What is that thing up there next? Why is the, on lot 30? What is that next to it, and why is there no the buffer open there, and all what is all that? See what I'm talking about?
I do. I think that's artistic license, but that buffer will. There is no plans to keep that open. I think it just happened to be in the illustrative flow. I think on the site plan itself, you'll show a continuous buffer that goes around.
Probably because it would be an awkward size lot, I would have guessed, to try to make it a lot.
Is that even your property?
Yes. You mean the green space between.
You've got
29 and 30?
Yes.
It's not our land.
Okay.
I thought you were referring to where their driveway was coming in that space that's left. Yeah. Open in the buffer.
Yes, I was. So that's why I was curious why I didn't.
The buffer should be contiguous through there.
Okay. I am also with Ms. Wingate and DelDOT for right-in, right-out entrance onto Hickory Manor Road, just because, again, I've been in my neighborhood when there was a fire and one entrance, and, you know, that's a dangerous thing. So.
A lot 30 looks like that could work.
Oh, you mean, okay.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what I was curious about with that.
Egress.
Yes. Okay. Those were all the questions I had. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins.
Because it does almost look like.
Yeah, it looks like that was what the intent was with that.
Yeah. No questions right now.
Okay. All right. Staff?
None for me, thank you.
Anyone?
None for me, thanks.
No, I'm good.
All right. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2022-11 Hunters Creek? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2022-11? Yes, we'll start over here with the lady on the.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Patricia Shookman. My husband and I live at 36024 Calhoun Drive in Frankfort. Excuse me. Our development, Hickory Woods, has 18 homes on three-quarter acre lots each. We are all year-round residents. Six of the homes on Calhoun Drive share their rear property lines with this parcel of land, including my own. I work in Fenwick Island and must travel to work either using Route 26 or 54. Both of these roads are heavily traveled and are two routes used by both residents and vacationers going to the beach, shopping, and for some, their jobs. When I go the back way from my house to Route 54 to get to work, I pass several new developments along Bayard Road. There is road construction going on right now to accommodate these new developments, and this backcountry road is already seeing increased traffic. Omar Road is a less traveled road, primarily used by residents of the area, as well as joggers and bicyclists. This planned development is on a parcel consisting of 28 acres with 95 houses to be built. Each lot would be about 1/4 acre each. Such a large development would severely impact travel along Omar Road and add a log jam to the already gridlocked traffic on Route 26. A further concern is future developments along Omar Road. The road simply cannot handle the type of traffic seen on Routes 26 and 54. I'm asking that this commission give consideration to reducing the number of houses you allow by half for this development. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else like to speak in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Michael Shumpin, 36024 Calhoun Drive. If any of you are familiar with Omar Road, then you would know Omar Road is nothing but a farm road. It's a small country road. In fact, Omar Road is nothing but farms. And I have found some of the tourists are starting to come through it, finding a shortcut, putting traffic on their map. 95 homes would severely impact this road. And I think once in a while, could you guys just please think of what it would do to the neighborhood and the people? If you do pass this, like my wife said, could you please consider reducing the amount of homes to maybe the 40 homes? That way everybody gets what they want. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? All right, operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2021-11 Hunters Creek?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, your line is open.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I live in Suffolk County, just passing the line.
Thank you, Ashley. We can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear. We appreciate that. It's one of those things we have to do to make sure that we have communication with the outside world.
And everybody laughs every time we do it.
I've never understood why it was so funny, but I'm glad it is.
That's right.
All right. We all know it's coming. That's why.
Yeah, I guess it's the element of surprise. Operator, is there anyone else standing by who would like to speak?
At this time, there's currently no one more.
All right. We thank you. Commissioners, any further questions or comments? Anyone?
No.
All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.